All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last. You're struggling with that paper today.
Is it like origami? Oh, here we go. I got it. Brick Fox!
All right. Brooke's got it. The shot caller. There she is. While she's putting that on, Jeff, please read Brooke the shot caller question of the day.
There's a lot of strange, outdated laws that exist throughout the U.S., but one of the most bizarre is in the state of Kentucky, where every elected official, before they take office, must swear an oath that they did not participate in one particular activity. The requirement has been in place since the early 1800s, when the local citizens used to have a reputation for doing this. Even though it wasn't illegal at the time, it was still such a problem, they actually added a clause to the state constitution to make sure no elected officials representing Kentucky had ever done this before. Whoa. And the requirement is still part of the official oath to this day. What is it?
Oh, man.
1800s.
So my first thought is taking an oath that they've never slept with their cousin.
Yeah.
I'm serious, though. Like, incest.
I don't even think it was that big of an issue in the 1800s.
You don't
it was like,
think so?
No, I think it was turn of the century. They were like, hey, we should stop sleeping with our cousins, guys.
Like
this is weird.
But he said it wasn't illegal back then, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't illegal.
Yeah.
But
I don't even think they frowned on it.
By the start of the 20th century, it was made illegal in all of America.
In all of America.
Yeah. And I don't think that's illegal in all of America.
Not all of America, no.
Yeah.
What if it has something to do with drugs? I mean, there was a lot of drugs back then that were totally fine to do.
That's when cocaine was in, like, coke and, like, cough syrups and stuff, right? They had, like, heroin.
Yeah, they put it in everything.
That's what I'm thinking. Like,
opioid.
Poppies and,
yeah.
You know.
Got the sniffles, and the doctor was like, oh, you should do some lines of cocaine.
Yeah.
Pick you right up.
And it did. It worked.
I felt great. It's still bleeding, but it's amazing.
My nose is bleeding, but... What else could be...
I would say
illegal
like,
now, but it wasn't then. What about...
If it was in the 1800s, it was probably something religious, because everyone was very, very religious
then. Kentucky's part of the Bible Belt, for sure.
So maybe it was, like, a sin, right? Maybe it was something that wasn't illegal, but it was, like, you know, adultery or stealing or something like that, you know, where it's, like...
Can I just say doing drugs, like, that are now illegal?
If you want to throw away your answer, yeah.
Shoot.
Could it be stealing, maybe?
Selling nicotine to kids.
Okay.
I
don't know.
Back in the early 1800s, if an elected official came out with a bill and somebody disagreed with it, instead of talking things out, it was much more common in those days to settle arguments with a fight to the death. Kentucky realized it doesn't look very good to have a state representative who's killed several people in order to get their laws passed. So to this day, every official must take an oath they never have and never will participate in a gentleman's duel.
Oh, man.
You know those guys lied.
Yeah. And now I think it'd be fine.
I only want government officials that have killed people.
Yeah. You got it wrong, and somebody wanted to hear I Believe I Can Fly by R. Kelly. So
as if I need the lyrics.
Seen that before. Whenever you're ready.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. Ah! Oh, my God. What did you add that up to? What is wrong with you, dude?
I didn't know it was that high.
That was like an electric, like I just stuck my fingers in the freaking light socket.
The show is done. We will see you tomorrow. Thank you very much for listening. Today's show was produced by Steve Double Down Boyd and Jeff. I need triple down at least. DeBo. Have a good one. We'll see you later.